This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As British Prime Minister Theresa May gets set to start Brexit negotiations next March, there is a wrench that has been thrown in the works, a lawsuit over whether Parliament gets to vote on the thing. Hearings in that case start tomorrow, but in the meanwhile, there is plenty of other controversy, not the least of which is over immigration and who is going to be allowed to live and work in the UK. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The government believes that many people supported Brexit because of immigration and the pressures it's putting on public services. Rosemary Maddox is a Brexit voter from East London. Her concern, the availability of public housing.
I only voted out because my children will need somewhere to live. They're not going to get no council places because all the Europeans are taking them.
Tapping into that kind of anxiety, the ruling Conservative Party promised a crackdown on immigration. In no uncertain terms, here's the Home Secretary Amber Rudd speaking to party faithful at last week's annual conference.
This government will not waver in its commitment to put the interests of the British people first. Reducing net migration back down to sustainable levels will not be easy, but I'm committed to delivering it on behalf of the British people.
It won't be easy. Britain's immigrant population is increasing by a third of a million a year. The government plans to reduce that to the tens of thousands, an 80 or 90% cut. That pledge is raising concerns among some of Britain's most dynamic companies.
So we're making funky bikes in London and we're selling them all over the world.
Brompton Bicycles makes folding bikes for commuters, around 50,000 of them a year. The boss, Will Butler Adams, says the company exports 80% of its output to 44 countries. But the government's immigration target could jeopardise that exporting success.
We have staff from China, we have staff from France, we have staff from the Netherlands. Those staff help us trade. If, as a result of Brexit, we stick up barriers and we don't allow these switched-on clever people to come into our country and help us trade, that will be bad.
He admits the free movement of people around the EU has not brought only switched-on clever people into Britain. It's brought a lot of unskilled migrants too.
Maybe we haven't had that calibre. Maybe get rid of the bottom 40% of what we were getting from Europe, replace it with more diverse, more higher-skilled people from the rest of the world.
Another business leader who opposes the government plan is himself the perfect advertisement for immigration.
Meet the boss. By day, he runs a successful beer company, brewing impossibly smooth beer.
The man behind Cobra Beer, Lord Karan Bilimoria, came to Britain from India as a student in the 1980s. He founded the multi-million pound brewery, which now supplies 98% of the UK's Indian restaurants, and he's been appointed to the House of Lords. He's hopping mad over what he calls the government's anti-immigrant rhetoric.
I mean, that is shocking beyond belief. Shocking beyond belief. This is awful. This is dangerous. It is actually economically illiterate.
He says decimating immigration from the EU or elsewhere would be dumb and self-defeating.
This country would not be where it is today, one of the five largest economies in the world, without the contribution of migration over the decades.
But supporters of the crackdown say the most recent influx has held down the wages of unskilled British workers. Minister Amber Rudd accuses employers here of importing cheap foreign labour rather than training Brits. A question for Lord Bilimoria.
Doesn't she have a point that as somebody who controls immigration, she should put Britain first?
It's not a question of putting Britain first. We have one of the lowest rates of unemployment in our history, 5%. That's in spite of well over 3 million people from the European Union working here in the UK. What would we do without them?
After an outcry from business, the government has softened its rhetoric on immigration. Last weekend, it rode back on a plan to name and shame companies that employ a preponderance of foreign workers. But it insists it will cut migrant numbers substantially, because that's what a majority of Brits have voted for. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.